Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Planet's News. I'm Sina.
And I'm David, and will assist my lovely colleague Sina through our session today.
And these are the news for the 12th July 2070. Prices for food, water and oils are getting higher again. Reason for that is the lack of natural resources left on Earth. The tension between Saudi Arabia, Russia and the US increases. The competition between their oil plantations is big. Yesterday, the president of Russia threatened with war to conquer the other plantations. A meeting next month is arranged by the NATO to agree on a compromise to end the discord and keep the peace.
The amount of starving people is increasing rapidly. Several areas of South America are fully destroyed and dried into deserts, where life isn't possible anymore. Bolivia, Argentina, Peru, and Uruguay declared themselves in a state of emergency. Paraguay, whose number on inhabitants is counted by less than 1 million due to the heat and water crisis, pleaded the United States for help again, the fourth time in half a year.
Brazil. The still ongoing fires are rampaging a havoc in the Amazon rainforest. The forest has suffered from arson since 2019, but due to the high temperatures, saving the forest from total destruction is now impossible. One of the last tribes of the indigenous people that live there do not want to be evacuated. And a number of animals, like the orangutans, sink rapidly that we can start to call it extinction.
Do you all remember the situation in Australia from about 50 years ago? Record-breaking temperatures and months of severe drought have fueled a series of massive bushfires across Australia. It resulted in more than 7.5 million hectares of bush, forest and parks burned and more than a million of animal deaths. Scientists are warning that another heat wave is coming to Australia and can be more massive than the big catastrophe from 2020. We already lost a lot of species of the Australian fauna, like small red kangaroos, the in the 20s very popular quokkas and the wombats. This coming heat wave is promising to make Australia partly uninhabitable. Australia developed a system over the years to be prepared in such extreme situations. There have been a review of building standards in bushfire zones to create resilient homes and larger buffer zones between the bush and properties. Will it help? We will keep you updated.
Tokyo. Another typhoon with a speed of almost 250 kilometers per hour has hit the capital of Japan. Whole streets are underwater, and a lot of buildings, like the famous Asakusa Shrine, are badly damaged. Meteorologists still won't give an all clear and are expecting another heavy storm in the next weeks. Due to the rising temperatures, the storms are getting bigger and faster, and therefore more dangerous. The government of Japan is in an emergency state. The president will give a statement live on TV and radio about the next steps for the future on Thursday. It remains to be seen what they will look like.
Let us take an eye on Europe. After the last disappearance of Corsica, Minorca and Ibiza, 5 years passed and the sea is hungry again. This time it seems to be Venice. Venice was and always will be known as the city on water. Already before the catastrophe started to become omnipresent, Venice has confronted with several floodings up to almost 2 meters in height. This time it's even more than that. The Pope held special ceremonies in the Vatican. The whole Italian parliament was present. Venice has not more than a month and the airport, Marco Polo, is fully gone. Right now we have a live reporter in Venice that can give us a good overview over the situation. Jessica, what's happening over there?
Hi, Sina and David. I'm standing here right on a little boat passing the former center of Venice. The water here is still up to approximately 2 meters. A big storm tide of unexpected intensity destroyed and flooded more than 80% of the whole city. Former homes of more than 250,000 people were destroyed and flooded.
Are there any injured?
So far, there is no information of any injured inhabitants, as most of the people have left Venice the last few years. At the latest from now, even the last of Venice's inhabitants left the city and their homes.
That's good to hear. Did the people expect this kind of storm?
Experts and scientists predicted this kind of storm tides many years ago, but a storm tide of this intensity excelled all of the ones before. As I said, most of the people left Venice the last years. There were a lot of safety arrangements, but nothing could hold such a big storm tide. As a result of the irreparable damages, the city is now officially classified as uninhabitable.
But what are the reasons for this heavy storm, including its floods?
The reason for this row of storm tides and floods leads, of course, back to the extreme global warming, which caused the melting of the polar ice caps. As a result, the sea level has risen over 2 meters in the last 2 years, and Venice is only the beginning of a series of sinking cities and landscapes. There are a lot more cities and people that are in danger of such floods, like Amsterdam, for example.
Terrible. We will pray for the best. Thank you, Jessica. Of course, we will keep you informed for any further information.
President Smith claims to have found a solution for marine pollution. A new algae has been constructed by the Research Center for Marine Life. The algae allegedly can break down microplastic and digest those particles in its system. Normally, plastic can take between 450 to 1,000 years to degrade. This new algae manages to do so in just 100 years. President Smith is ready to release the algae into the ocean, but Germany's chancellor has heavily protested due to the algae's effects being unpredictable. Coming up next, we have an interview with the scientists whose team discovered the algae. So stay tuned if you want to hear more information on that. Now we are fortunate enough to talk to Marie Hilbig, who is the lead researcher in the plastic-consuming algae we mentioned a few minutes ago. Hello, Ms. Hilbig. We are excited to have you here with us.
Hey, I'm happy to be a guest on your show today.
So tell us, could this new algae really accomplish what President Smith is claiming?
Yes, the algae does indeed consume plastic much faster than any solution we have tried before. My team has been working on it for a few years and we have conducted test trials with it, which have been successful.
So is the president right, or are the doubts of the German chancellor justified?
In my opinion, the doubts are justified. The algae has only been tested in artificial settings, and it's really aggressive. Otherwise, it wouldn't absorb the microplastic this fast. We do not know the effect the algae could have on the sea creatures and plants, and we could do more harm than good by just dropping it in the ocean.
President Smith seemed to be set on releasing the algae in the near future. Do you think that is the right decision?
Well, while the ocean is contaminated, I do not think that this is the right solution. I hope that President Smith becomes aware of the problems and changes his mind.
Thank you for your insight and time, Ms. Hilbig. This were the news for today. Stay safe out there and remember to turn on if you want to hear the next Planet's News.